Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tell you what, Oscar.
Chesh.
America's love affair continues with the man. Everyone wants to talk Donald Trump.
Donald.
He is all over the place. And you know what? We have a relationship with the man.
Of course.
So I think it might be nice if we were to give him a call. You know, he only does phoners.
Yes.
I think he's actually booked to do a phoner on The View.
Mm.
So, I mean, the man is in New York. The View is in New York. And he just picks up the phone. And
I can't imagine being able to just pick up a phone and call in.
He should at least Skype.
Well, maybe it's bad hair day for him. Oh.
Just a minute, please. Yeah, who is it?
This is the Mike O'Mara Show calling for Don Trump.
Hello, Rob.
Oh, hi, Donald. How are
you? How are you? Hold on just a second.
Sure.
I don't know if I gave you the exclusive phone number. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ring direct.
Very good. Hold on. I'm indisposed right now, but I'll do a quick interview because it's you guys.
What are you doing? Are you doing CrossFit?
Yeah, you're doing some squats?
No, I'm on the toilet.
What?
I'm having a little trouble.
Oh, no.
I'm having a little trouble producing something successful.
What? Can you describe the way your stools normally are?
They're perfect. They are gigantic with no more odor than a hot biscuit. They're fantastic. They're successful. They're big. And they have little flecks of gold in them.
Wow. How do you do that?
I don't know. It's just I think I was touched by God. I really, really do. And incidentally, you'll notice the polls are showing that I'm doing better with the evangelicals.
But
the evangelicals love me. Eventually, the Hispanics will love me. All the women numbers. My poll numbers, I'm up above 30% in the latest poll, and now everybody's taking me seriously. That's because I'm successful, powerful, strong, and good.
Well, if you want to do a quick poll among the Hispanics,
yeah.
Oscar, how do you like him?
And now, no bueno.
Okay.
Oh, well, he's got to say that. I understand what you've got to do, but I know secretly Oscar's a businessman. He understands exactly how things work with China. And therefore, he's going to support me eventually.
Mr. Trump, you have...
Hello, Oscar. How are you? Buenos dias.
Hey, nice work.
There's no detail to your actual foreign policy, let alone your domestic policy. No,
I can answer that. I can answer that for you right now. The fact is, there will be detail when I'm president. There's no need for me to come out with this elaborate detail now. The day I take office, here are my guarantees.
Right.
I guarantee a job for every American. I'd guarantee plastic surgery for every single woman who wants it so they don't end up looking like Carly Farina. Look at that face. Would you vote for that face? And Ted Cruz, look at that ass.
Yeah, he's
melting. Would you vote for that ass? I wouldn't vote for that ass. That's ridiculous. Look at Mike Huckabee. Look at that jowl. Look at Jeb Bush. He's got those bags under his eyes because he's weak and not a good negotiator. But look at me.
Yes.
I look like I just stepped off a beach in Palm Beach because I did.
You know what I think about Jeb Bush? I think he's not energetic.
Not energetic. He lacks energy. And let me ask you this, Rob.
Yes.
Do you want a guy who's going to be out in front of everybody negotiating who doesn't have energy? No,
no.
You want someone to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and hit the ground running. I drink a green milkshake every day that my assistants put all sorts of vitamins and minerals in it, and I have nothing but energy. Non-stop energy. Just 100%.
Are you sure it's not just a shamrock shake from McDonald's?
No, it's not that kind of shake. It's got all the good things in it. Things that are strong and wonderful, and they're just marvelous herbs and spices and things they get from China,
Mike.
That really are supposed to work. Yes.
Who's Mike?
I'm sorry.
Did you say Mike?
Wow. He's not here, Oscar.
Donald.
Yeah.
Yes, hello, Oscar.
You know what that was? That was a gotcha question.
Yeah, that was a gotcha question.
I don't like gotcha questions. If you're going to give me if you give me a gotcha question, Oscar, I'll tell you this. I might not come back on this show and treat you nicely like I have before, so watch out,
Donald,
for those gotcha questions. China, China, China.
Where? Donald, do you and your lovely wife like to hot tub?
Well, as a matter of fact, we've got several large tubs at my Park Avenue apartment, and we've used all of them for a variety of things. Getting clean is one thing. I'm memorizing the song from Dave. Hail to the chief, he's the one we all say hail to. Hail to the chief, because he keeps himself so clean. That's my favorite song. I love that. That's the first thing I'm going to do when I get into the White House is sing that song in the big White House shower. I'm really, really excited about it. And incidentally, when I get there, you know, I don't know if you've seen or heard about the quality of the White House, but it's a shambles.
Yes,
it's a wreck. It's a nightmare. It's horrible. And what I'll do is I'll completely remodel the entire place, and I'll do it in 2 days. In 2 days, the White House will be the finest facility of its kind
in
the world.
An open concept? An open concept.
The finest facility that what? The finest facility that a president lives in the United States?
It'll be the finest presidential palace ever known to mankind.
Not a palace.
Because I'm going to expand it. I'm going to expand it. I'm going to modernize it.
Build
I'm going to put new elevators in. I'm going to put additions in.
Like, what's going to be in the addition?
We're going to have an executive golf course. You know, if one president could put a bowling alley in there and another one could put a swimming pool, why can't I put a small golf course out on the property? Maybe two holes.
At least a putting green.
Yeah.
Putting green they have already.
They do.
I've done my research,
sorry.
I'm very excited about it. And the Rose Garden, you know, I love the fact that most presidents say, oh, let's go out and smell the flowers. But, you know, you can use that space for much more valuable things. Like I can put slot machines out there on the West Lawn.
Now, would that be for like the average passersby, or would that be
me and my guests, my special guests? When the Secret Service is done protecting me, do you think they want to go home to their wives?
No.
Look at those faces.
Why don't you?
Of course not. No, what they want to do is they want to gamble.
Donald.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump, while you're at it, the National Mall has enough green space for 18 holes.
It does.
The National Mall, that's a totally different story. Now, I understand that people think that belongs to the citizens of the United States and the government, but I think that's a fantastic, unused, recreational space. And I plan on putting not two, not three, four high-life frontons where the mall is now. High-life is a sport that I think is coming back. I bet my money on it, and I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And we will have four high-life frontons and a harness racing track that'll be there for the trotters. Because who doesn't want to play the ponies in Washington? Wouldn't you love to see in the middle of downtown a wonderful little pony racing track? It would be great. I know your producer guy, Pony, you'd like that, right? Because you are a pony.
I'm all over it.
But so instead of Maryland Live, we have DC Live.
Yeah, and think
DC
of all the time
Live.
That'll save. No one will have to drive out to Laurel.
But why would Donald Trump call a wonderful new gaming facility DC Live? Why do you have to use the District of Columbia, which, by the way, is in a horrible mess and not doing well right now, when I can put Trump Live right there on the mall?
Whoa.
It'll be fantastic. You can go see Abe, see Thomas Jefferson, take a trip in a faster elevator, which I will remodel up to the top of the Washington Monument, then come back down and enjoy High Line and also honest race.
Mr. Trump, are you suggesting that you would use the monuments to advertise on? That is clean space that the entire city can see.
Not the monuments themselves.
Okay.
I have my sense of taste. I understand when something's a beautiful piece of property that people don't want to mess with.
I won't put Trump
on the side, but it'll be on the inside of all the elevators and the inside next to all that writing they have from Abe Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. And there'll be just tiny little Trump signs within the confines
something
of the property.
Something subdued. Okay.
Not
right.
on the outside. Nothing you can
tasteful.
See from an airliner
tasteful.
Flying into the
tasteful.
City.
Yeah.
Yes. And incidentally, bad news for one of our great Republican presidents, but we're not going to call it Reagan National. Really, how can you expect me to do that when I'm president of the United States? Who are you flying into? My town, Trump National.
Trump National.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I tell you, that just gets me excited. When I think of that, when I'm sitting in my Trump hot tub and I think, planes landing at Trump National. Oh, my God.
Hey, is your Trump hot tub, is it filled with Trump water?
It's got Trump water, yes. It's superheated Trump water.
Oh, not too hot, though, I hope.
No, it's superheated Trump water that goes through the Trump filter and on the Trump fixtures that are gold-plated, and pour the Trump water in there, and Melania and I have a wonderful, wonderful bath. It's just great because I keep myself so clean.
I was looking, actually, I was, before the show, I was over at the Lincoln Memorial, as I often go to. I like
Old
to look Abe, around.
Yes, I find myself more like he was a wonderful, tall, strong, supportive, wonderful, good, non-horrible, good president. And I would be good at Lincoln.
What does that mean?
I would be good at doing things he did. I've read several of the books about Lincoln, and I don't want to quote them right now, but when I'm president, I will tell you every chapter that I read, and I would be good at Lincoln, just like I would be good at the military, and I would be good at the money.
Would you be good? You know, there's other great presidents to follow. Would you be good at Kennedy?
I would be good at Kennedy, and I tell you, you can take a page out of Republican playbooks and Democratic playbooks, and that's why I will be adopting certain things that JFK did that were very strong and successful for the country. In fact, one that I plan on doing the day after I'm inaugurated.
What's that?
I'm going to bang Sarah Palin.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Do you have any eights?
Don't you have homes?
Porterhouse.
Yes, sir, Judge.
There's a brown Audi parked in my parking space.
Yes, sir.
Get a tow truck over here and have it hauled away immediately.
Right away, Judge. Right away, sir. Sir.
Oh, Porterhouse.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Judge.
Yes, sir.
Look at the wax buildup on those shoes. This is fine leather. I want that wax stripped off there. I want them creamed and buffed with a fine chamois. And I want them now. Chop,
you
chop.
Got him, Judge.
Spaulding, get dressed. You're playing golf today.
No, I'm not, Grandpa. I'm playing tennis.
You're playing golf, and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
Todd, what did you shoot today?
Oh, I don't keep score, Judge.
Oh, well, how do you measure yourself with other golfers?
By height.
You know, you should play with Dr. Beeper and myself. I mean, he's been club champion for 3 years running, and I'm no slouch myself.
Don't sell yourself short, Judge. You're a tremendous slouch.
Yeah, kid, park my car, get my bags, and put on some weight, will you? Hey, Wang, what's with the pictures? It's a parking lot. Come on, will you? Hey, orange balls. I'll have a box of those. Give me a box of those naked lady tees, and give me two of those. Give me six of those.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by FanDuel.com. This is it. It's finally here. The opening week of the NFL regular season. Rofo, how are we going to do this year? How are we going to do? Are you prepared to manage my team to victory this year?
Absolutely, Mike. I've got my eye on a couple of different players. I'm looking at Eddie Lacy of the Green Bay Packers, looking to take on an extended role with injuries to the receiving corps.
All right.
Also looking at Mike Evans for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Looking very good. Could be a great value pick. He has a lot of upside. Looking forward to that.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this. He's ready. You see, he was ready. He knew I was going to go to
yes.
him. He knew. And this is it. This is when it starts this weekend. Yes, Oscar
Mike,
Santana.
This is the year where you can literally win Mike O'Mara's money.
Exactly.
Because you're going head-to-head with him.
Damn right, baby.
All you got
to
do is go to FanDuel.com/TMOS. We'll have a pool we'll have a league going all year long.
Yes.
And so you can get in. My lineup's already in. And you're mine, baby. You're mine.
Let me translate for Rob Spiewak. So...
This will be a nice change where he explains what I say.
When you go to FanDuel.com/TMOS, we'll have a listener league there where you can play against other listeners, including Mike O'Mara /Rofo.
Right.
And the guys here in the program.
Yeah, I'm not going to make any secret about it, okay? I have failed in the past.
No,
and that's
no, no.
Why I enlisted Mr. Robert Ford to come in and carry my team.
Yes,
but I'm going to tell you, I like the whole Eddie Lacy move from the Green Bay Packers, and I believe that that could be – I have a sense that he's back on the page and that he's going to do well for me. And look, I'd love to see our listeners win.
Yes.
Nothing makes me happier. But the fact is, I want to take the listeners' money as well.
Head-to-head, we've got a nice payout, so just check out it again. It's FanDuel.com/TMOS. Fill up the league. 100 people, first 100 people get on it.
It's fun.
We love FanDuel, and they are paying out over $75 million a week this football season. Anyone can play. All of us have played. We're playing right now. Don't wait until it's too late. Draft your Week 1 team today. Just go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use our code TMOS, and sign up now. FanDuel.com/TMOS, and we will see you on the gridiron. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Here we are all together, and it's very exciting because we have another big announcement for when I come into town, which is going to be the week of October 12th on Wednesday night, October 14th, people. Yes. I'm very, very excited because we are going to see you at the meet and greet. That's right. It's happy hour at the Mad Fox Brewing Company's Glover Park Tap Room. It's located at 2218 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest in our nation's capital. What would the fox say?
What does the fox say, Mike?
Because it's
fox,
Mad how Fox. Many, how many years?
Mad Fox.
Mad Fox. I yeah, guess it fox. Works for that. Yeah. Yes, that's yeah. true. We are going to be there Wednesday in D.C., Glover Park, literally steps away from Oscar Santana's mansion, and we will be at 2218 Wisconsin Avenue in our nation's capital, 6 to 8. I'm sorry, check that. 6 to 9.
Right.
Well, we just should say 6 to whenever. Come on out and join us. Come tilt a few and hang out with the entire TMOS gang. More info at madfoxbrewing.com. So mark the date on your calendar, October 14th. It is a Wednesday happy hour from 6 to 9. Now, Oscar talked me out of 5 to 9. I was saying, you know.
It's bedtime. You know how
Oscar
that goes.
Oscar knows it's my early bedtime. But the fact is, 6 to 9 will be there. And listen, if you're not a lot of fun, I'm going to say 6 to 8:45.
Oh, so it's on the listener now. Now it's on the listener.
We got to keep Mike on his schedule.
That's right.
It's on. Well, you know, we're doing a couple of shows the next day, so you know, I've got to be responsible.
And he wants to be home in time to watch NCIS.
But you know, really, it's not home. I'm walking down the street to a hotel. That's
true.
What I'm doing. So it's not like my home away from home. But it'll be a lot of fun. So remember that date, Wednesday, October 14th, Mad Fox Brewing Company's Glover Park Tap Room on Wisconsin Avenue Northwest, really just around the corner from the studios.
Exactly.
The Michael Maris Show studios. That's the way that works. I'm looking forward to it, and we will see you there. And thanks to everybody at madfoxbrewing.com for getting together with Oscar and saying, come on over, and we got a balcony over there.
Two
or something
thumbs
like
up.
That?
They have the upstairs, and they have a downstairs. You will not be able to miss us.
Good, good. Good to go. Because I will be actually hanging over the balcony as people come in doing my best Caitlyn Jenner impression.
Oh, nice.
I wanted to talk about this the other day. Trust your nav, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Trust your nav.
Mm-hmm.
I have prided myself for a very long time on the fact that I have a great sense of direction. And a couple of days ago, I am driving through the wilds of Maine, and we're coming back from the mecca of entertainment and shopping in this part of the country, and that is Bangor, or Banger. Banger, I heard
hardly know her.
Who are you, Donald Trump or something like that?
Solid gold bathtub.
It is probably 3:30 in the afternoon, and I say to my wife, you know, we've never gone down that road. And it's kind of a side road with this, and it's got these little towns. I think one of the town's names was Clifton, not like the Clifton, Virginia, but, you know, there are Cliftons everywhere. And I said, you know, I've never gone down there. Let's check it out. Now, the problem you run into when you are in this fine state is that there are towns and then there are towns.
Sure.
You know what I mean? There are towns that have stuff and things to look at and maybe something to see. And then there are towns that say they're 13 miles away, but you really can't tell when you get there because it's really not a town at
all. Well, when you get to the town, it's a gas station that sells Moxie and that's it. And then the town is gone.
And I would like to apologize to my wife for what I assumed would be a maybe 30-minute diversion to check something out and look at it that turned into 2 hours. And it turned into 2 hours because I have in my car what is called older technology for a navigation system. I'm glad I have a nav in my car. And a lot of cars have nav in them, but they update that. Newer cars, the newer your car, the better your navigation is.
Still, I've got a newer car, and it's still dog ass.
Yeah,
it's still dog crap?
Still
really?
Dog ass.
The best, so you agree then that the best ones you get are the navs that maybe you go out to
the store,
get it on Amazon, and you get yourself one that you can just stick on your dashboard,
Best nav is the one that you have on your phone.
Wait, Waze.
Because it's updated, the free
app. Yeah, also the thing about Waze is that it's constantly updated with traffic. Yeah. Everyone's using it. You're defeating traffic
Waze,
together.
Mike,
wait a minute, are we talking about Waze again? No, Waze sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah.
That's why
Waze
I use it every
sucks
day.
Because
it's the, it's the worst.
Waze really, you guys are.
Every day. Go to. Yeah.
How can you? I do my long trips. I've done my long trips with Waze, and they lie about the police. That's what I can't stand about Waze. They lie.
You mean they say they're there when they're not?
Yes.
Well,
like
then
35 times after about 40 times, they forget it.
That's why you have to put the thumbs down, not
that's
there.
Okay, I'm driving 75 on the superhighway. I'm not going to sit there with my thumbs.
Don't be selfish. You need to be, you're part of the solution.
Exactly.
If it's not there, you just say not there. You hit the little thumbs down, you're good to go.
Well,
have the little lady do it. Have the little lady do it.
Yeah, have the little lady do it. What's she doing?
Let me ask you this. The little lady. Look at that face. That's no Carly Fiorina. Fiorina face, right?
Look at that face.
Hey, let me ask you this. Seriously, do I have a legitimate gripe with false police sightings when you're on a superhighway? What's happened to me.
I don't think so.
For me, I would say I see the police when they report them 75% of the time. But I know if they're not there, they've moved, or they've already pulled someone over.
Yeah. That's it's a better safe than sorry scenario.
The cars, they don't just stay in one place all the time, Mike.
Well, you know what? I am traveling soon, and a lot of road travel is going to be in my future, and I am willing to go the Waze route. But you take a shot.
If they don't get you, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Would you not agree, though, there are times when just out of pure convenience as opposed to whipping out the smartphone, you know, it's built into your car and you give it a try.
It's not convenient, though, because I've been in your car, and you have to go through 10 different iterations of what you need to do.
I had built in on the last Chrysler I had, and you know who loved it? Julia, because they were changing stuff in Loudoun County so much. Julia would say, Dad, look at your nav. You're driving through a lake. And it just makes you feel like garbage. Yeah.
I remember when I had the Audi, I called the dealership, and I said, hey, can I get a new nav built into my car?
Hey! Yeah.
Hey! Can I get a new nav built into my car?
Oscar's first time doing that.
If it's possible, right? And they said, sure. You know, the new desk is going to cost you $500.
Yep, that's about right.
But the new update to your nav, I wanted like the new nav with the 3D maps put in. They said, that's going to be about $3,200. I said, no, thank you.
It's nuts.
I have
it's
an
nuts.
iPhone, and you know what? That app is free.
Yeah, exactly.
So the bottom line, the last car I bought was a Honda, and I didn't get nav in it, and that's why, because I figured you can do it that way with your phone.
This is my next project once I have some time, probably in 2016.
That's right. Set
I want to get a 3D print made of my little dashboard, and I want to be able to lay my phone into the dashboard where the current screen for the nav is, and so I can just put my phone in there because it's all I use for navigation.
What if you covered your nav with putty and then you could just shove the phone in there and it would stick?
You want to get one of those three. You can do a 3D print of your dashboard and remove the old dashboard and then put a new one in there?
I know, just a little slot where the screen is. Just so nice, so it's nice and clean.
Yeah, that way you use less toner.
That seems like it would be a pretty good application for the 3D printer, right? I mean,
I'd have to have it designed, but I'm sure it wouldn't be as hard as many.
I mean,
would
all
think.
I saw at the CES a couple of years ago were figurines that got a little old.
So, and also remember, there was a 3D chocolate printer that you could make things. That was fun. Yes.
A good friend of mine has multiple 3D printers, and when I went on Periscope and we actually 3D printed a Periscope from my drone, so my phone was attached to my drone and we Periscoped. And he built the harness on his 3D printer and printed it in a couple hours.
Wait, hold on a second. Yes. Wait. Periscope submarine. I'm reading a submarine book right now.
Yeah.
Periscope equals submarine.
Periscope is a new app where you can live feed. Basically, it's your live video.
So you printed a Periscope for periscoping?
I know. I printed a harness for my iPhone so I could Periscope a flight of the drone.
Because you were out of rubber bands or...
No, because you can't just put a $900 phone in the middle of the air at to 400 feet and hope that the rubber band.
So hold on, wait. You printed out a custom with a 3D printer
harness. Yes,
a harness for your drone.
Yes,
that's kind of neat.
Yeah, man, it's the future.
Are you saying that you would trust something made by a 3D printer that you designed more than like? Actual rubber bands.
It's science. It's absolute science.
I don't know. I think that there's
holes
in that science.
The practical applications, they're using it a lot in
medical technology now. Prosthetics are being used.
My friend Tim, he actually 3D prints his cufflinks. Like, he can just make those.
Now, see, that to me falls into the whole gnome figurine arena. But, I mean, you could make very cool out of different materials.
You can make so many different things. So the idea of,
How much does a 3D printer cost?
I think the cheapest one these days is like $2,000.
But what you can do, Mike, is find someone who has one and use it to print a 3D printer. Mm. And then you can have one.
This guy.
Around the system. Right.
Is there anything that okay, so you're talking about a cufflink.
Yes.
Or then you talk about a practical application. I'm talking about, you know, science can use these things. I remember a couple of years ago at the CES, Consumer Electronics Show, that 3D printers were everything.
Yep.
That's all they cared about. That's all. And then you'd get there and you'd see them, and they are fascinating. But like so many things, I would expect to be hearing more about them than we have recently.
So, for example, we could use – there are so many things if you really – and the applications have really gotten broader since we were at CES, because the price point has come down. The technology is getting better. And the iterations of these printers are just they're by the light years by the year they are improved, right?
The reason we're not hearing about it, is it because they've not really come into the consumer arena yet?
They haven't. They're starting to get there.
Okay.
So right now in the studio, we have a couple of holes we've drilled into the console that have no covers, right?
Right.
So ideally,
you could print that on a 3D printer and make it perfect. You'd fabricate your own.
You
and
could
put
fab
them in
your
there.
Own.
That's cool.
There is a 3D printed car they're displaying right now at National Harbor. Where they manufacture almost every part of the car on 3D printers, and you can
that's stunning. So this is 3D printing. Then is beyond robotics. Then really, but it is robotics in a way.
Well, it allows you. I think it just what you said earlier is perfect. It revolutionizes the way we manufacture.
Question then: if you make a car out of it, every 3D printer we saw, if it wasn't printing in chocolate,
yes.
It was printing in like plastic.
Yes.
Do they have the ability to print in metal when they make a car?
So the resin that's being used, it all depends on what resin you use, right?
Okay.
But you can use. You could use liquid metals with a higher end. And
just got to be
printers.
A higher end printer. Yeah, it's got to be superheated metal, just like you'd manufacture.
So these aren't the consumer grade ones.
Okay,
to print the car, you're using like high grade industrial 3D printers.
Wow,
pretty wild. And the aerospace and industry is using these, and they've been using these for years. But now we get to learn more about their applications, because instead of building a rocket that's, you know, kind of to scale and you do it by hand or you have to have a craftsman come into it, they do it by computer.
Well, getting back, just to wrap this up, because we got on this whole thing talking about the nav. My nav and the one that's in my car, and you're right, they're antiquated. I shouldn't use them again. What they do that drives me insane is your in-dash navs for some of these older cars or even some of the newer cars, they are married to major arteries.
They love
it. If you're not on a major highway, they want to take you back to that major highway. You could be within 5 miles of your house, but if they can take you back 2.5 miles to get to the major highway to get you out, they're going to do that. And that's why I yell at my nav. And I yelled at it, only the problem was this time it was right. And if I'd followed and doubled back, I ended up 2 hours on the road with my son going, "Daddy's an idiot. Daddy's an idiot."
Nobody thought to look at their phone?
No. Isabel, we're kind of tired, Oscar. It was a long day.
Is there possibly a setting in
Daddy
your nav?
Daddy had a big weekend. What?
Is there possibly a setting in your nav that says avoid major freeways?
Yes, there is. Yeah, and that's another thing that I didn't do. Thank you. That's another thing. Yeah. Add it to the list.
We'll make a list and we'll 3D print it. So yeah.
I appreciate that. And we went up to Bangor, drove all the way up there, and got absolutely nothing. Because my kid had a tantrum in the middle of the mall.
Oh.
It was just one of those great days. Great day. I went from Carla standing in the middle of the sporting goods store and saying, "You know what? I've set aside a little extra money for you to get any golf club you want."
Hey.
And I went from that to my son going, "Wah!" And Carla saying, "Get out now." And I realized that when I get out, we're not coming back. And the only place they have that kind of stuff is up in the town. And then it was 2 hours later, and it was a very rough day. But otherwise, absolutely super.
Fantastic.
Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back. I want to talk more technology. Get Mr. Santana's opinion of the big Apple rollout yesterday. And was there anything new or anything exciting or any great stuff? And also a consumer warning from Mike O'Mara to you. When cereal is poisonous, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. I gotta
have this week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Hey, Bob.
Hello,
what's up?
Horny Bob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Spiewak, Rob's dad, right here.
Yes. We're just scratching the surface. I really, I'm impressed by your work, HBS.
Excellent approach, Oscar.
Where you're not just trolling the web, you know, in your sweatpants looking for the next picture you want to post. You really find out more about these models and create a bond or a friendship. That's awesome.
You're in love with their brain, right, Dad?
Exactly. The total package.
The Michael Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by our friends at Blue Apron. So excited to have them back on. And Carla and I are really getting excited about sharing with all of our listeners on Facebook the meals that she is having a blast making in the kitchen right now. The latest Taiwanese three-cup chicken with choy sum and jasmine rice. I had that just the other day. The last thing you want to do after work is go to the grocery store and then have to prep and cook a complicated meal and take out. It's unhealthy. It's expensive. That's why you need Blue Apron. For less, get this number. I want you to pay attention. This is the most important part. Less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron sends fresh ingredients that are perfectly proportioned, so there's no waste and no trips to the store. It's like being on a cooking show. I'm holding up my little picture of the recipes right here. There's my Taiwanese chicken that I enjoyed. Each meal takes about 30 minutes to prepare. Shipping is free, and the menus are always new. And the thing I love about Blue Apron, and Carla loves this too, it kind of teaches you to be a better cook because you're cooking with ingredients you may have never used before.
We used one last night we'd never used before. Tomatilla. And it was fantastic.
Yeah. It's really great. Incredible meals, and the quality and the freshness will blow you away. We're really doing a push for our friends at Blue Apron because we believe in this product, and I think you're going to love it too when you try it. Incredible meals. The quality will blow your head off. I love this. And Blue Apron, it's a better way to cook. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals on us when you go to blueapron.com. Remember, /TMOS. That's very important for our show. We're doing a real push for these guys. We want to win for them. So thank you very, very much. Welcome back to the show. Now, that's good food. I have to tell you, I really do believe that I'm still feeling the residual effects from my my dinner from the same night that I went off into the wilds of Maine and got lost because we were so wiped out, we didn't want to do anything. And I'm still like a little child. So when we walked into the kitchen and Carla said to me, "Cereal for dinner?" And I'm like, "Oh!" You know, like a little tiny child. And we had, I had been allowed to actually, well, would you like to hear the whole story?
Please, I would.
Please.
All right. When I was walking through the grocery store, I never really knew that Carla would ever give me permission to buy a sugary cereal. I'd always been told that they're bad for you and they have preservatives. So when we walked through and Carla allowed me to buy a giant box of Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries, I was blown out of the water. And I was even more surprised that that following week when we came home from a long Odyssey drive in Maine, she allowed me to have a bowl for dinner. What I didn't anticipate was how my body would react when I ate this cereal. I will tell you this, that I think I am still feeling the residual effects of this. I got a migraine. I felt like my body was swollen. I don't know if that's the result. Who knows? I get migraines occasionally, but I think this had something to do with it, and I just felt so incredibly low-key. We had it for dinner. That night, we turn in a little late, about 6:45, and we came upstairs, and I was lying down watching some movie, and I said, I feel like I've been dipped in salt. And even though the calories are low, it was nasty. it was totally, totally nasty. And I haven't gotten to the box and read the ingredients, but I will tell you that I think it's pretty obvious that Mrs. O'Mara has had me on a very religious regimen. And I hate to throw an extra plug in, but I will. The Blue Apron stuff is all natural too, so that's good. And the way she cooks, whether it's Blue Apron or whether she's making something else, it's very clean and very all natural. And I don't eat a lot of preservatives, especially up here. Her best friend up here now has her own garden, and everything we're getting is organic. And I swear to God, I believe in it now more than I've ever believed in it because I departed from it, and it was horrible.
You know, it could have happened, and this happens if you don't let stuff, you know, it can go bad, or if the crunch berries weren't ripe.
No. Yes.
Sometimes that can make you sick.
Your tolerance is completely...
It's thrown him.
It's completely off.
Yeah.
Well, they say, here's what we based it on. We're in the grocery store, and I look, and the calories, comparatively to other cereals, were right in line. If you look at most cereals, the biggest myth you're going to find on breakfast cereals is not that sugary cereals are high in calorie. It's that all cereals are high in calorie.
Right.
You can get packaging that just has all this organic, nature's made, natural, and you look at the side, and when you ultimately look at the side of the package, it's the same, you know, empty calorie blast that you're going to get.
It's pure carbs.
The difference is, with the super gimmicky sugary cereals,
yes,
they're just loading them with so much crap in there to make them taste
extra
good.
Extra artificial.
Yeah. And the crunch berries, you know, that is, it's not just Captain Crunch. It's right. The red crunch berries, or are they multicolored crunch berries?
They're multicolored.
See, when I was a boy, they only came in red.
My parents wouldn't let us have Captain Crunch. We couldn't have anything fun.
Did you get like something like Generalissimo Crunch?
No, it was Product 19. Once in a while.
Product 19. That was my grandmother's.
That's old.
That's what we knew for breakfast.
All right, here we go. These are the ingredients in Captain Crunch: corn flour, sugar, peanut butter. Which is peanuts, dextrose, hydrogenated vegetable oil.
Well, that would just be the peanut butter crunch. I don't think that would be in the crunch berry, would it?
I don't know. This doesn't have the crunch berries. I'm just reading regular Cap'n Crunch. Cottonseed, and I've always hated this one, rapeseed oil.
Oh, yeah.
Adds a dietarily insignificant amount of trans fat. See, there's a lot of gaming going on here.
Sure.
Salt. Oat flour, rice flour.
Don't you look at Captain Crunch, you're like, that's not healthy.
You know it's not healthy. But the other day, to be honest, we looked at it the other day. We looked at the calories. And we said, okay, it's low calorie, relatively. You know,
what?
It's a cup
140
of...
140 calories with milk.
Yeah. With milk.
With skim milk, I'm sure.
But you don't just have one serving, and how big is the serving size?
Well, that's the thing. I think I may have had a larger than one serving amount. She sort of threw caution to the wind. And I used almond milk. I didn't use regular milk.
It's all Shannon gets.
But to be honest with you, if you put almond milk in cereal, it's not that bad.
But you know what? That's what made you sick. Yeah. You're not supposed to drink almond milk.
Do you drink skim milk, Rob? Do you drink skim milk?
Our house has whole milk, but I don't drink a lot of it.
You think they have skim milk? Look at them.
Look at them.
What cereals are in your house right now?
They're a full-flavored family.
I'm getting my dinger ready because I don't think I'm going to be disappointed.
I don't eat cereal, but we have
that changes everything. If you don't eat cereal,
unless there's one time of year, I do eat one kind of cereal. Frankenberries.
Halloween?
Yes. Monster cereals come out.
You eat monster cereals at Halloween?
Just Frankenberries. That's my favorite cereal, always has been. Mike, the good taste of strawberry attached to a mythical horror feature. It's wonderful. Can you beat it?
I didn't know Frankenberries just came out during Halloween.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was just then.
Then you can also get Count Chocula, you can get Booberry, you can get Fruit
Bird.
But is it just during that
time period?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's Peanut Butter Crunch, so I gave you the wrong one.
But the kids live on the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Carrie loves Cheerios. I hate Cheerios.
Cheerios is not that bad.
No, I think, horrible. You know what, and here we go. Now it's fat against skinny again because I hate Cheerios also.
It's the texture.
Cheerios, you can't put anything in Cheerios to give them a non-salty flavor.
Yeah, it's garbage. They feel bad in your mouth. Carrie loads them up with strawberries. And who's playing music?
Not me.
Are you playing music?
That's the Cap'n Crunch theme.
I didn't know he had a theme.
It's Cap'n Crunch. The original Crunch. You'll start your day with a smile when you enjoy a bowl of this great-tasting, crunchy, sweetened corn and oat cereal. It's an excellent source of 7 essential vitamins and minerals.
It's the Captain.
And it'll make Mike feel like his head's going to explode.
You know what? I bet the chemicals that play here... I remember Cap'n Crunch being marketed as the cereal that stays crispy in milk. Or crunchy and milk.
Yeah,
so there's
like a SOG shield.
There is some sort of 3D printed chemical in the cereal that makes it not get
Mike,
all goopy.
I don't trust the food that you could drop on the kitchen floor and months later find it looks exactly the same.
Yeah, and it's surrounded by dead ants because they've tried to eat it, and they
it's
can't.
An excellent source of 7 essential vitamins and minerals. It's low in fat and has 0 grams of trans fat per serving. Serve it with low-fat milk and fresh juice or a glass of 100% juice for a nutritious and easy-to-prepare breakfast.
Oh, yeah, because when you're eating cereal, nothing tastes better than orange juice. It's yes, so tart yeah. next to exactly. cereal. You can't do that.
All right, now I'm going to Crunch Berries right here.
Now, also, Captain Crunch has been in my kitchen before because we have made Captain Crunch breaded fried
Gotta
chicken.
Gotta really get close to this.
Yummy.
Corn flour, sugar, oat flour, brown sugar, coconut oil, salt, sodium citrate, natural and artificial flavor, strawberry juice concentrate, malic acid, niacinamide, reduced iron, zinc oxide, yellow number 5, red number 40, yellow number 6, blue number 1, thiamine monocitrate, pyroxidine hydrochloride, BHT, riboflavin, folic acid. I wondered why there was a hole in my stomach when I woke up today.
Yeah, and I wonder which of those are responsible for the crunch shield, as Oscar calls
crunch
it.
Shield. The no-sog shield.
That's right.
Yeah. I think, though, if you're ever in some sort of difficult situation where you're attacked or mugged or anything like that, hold a crunch berry, keep it in your pocket, and then jam it into your attacker's eye, and you'll blind them temporarily.
Oh, God. And not only that, he'll feel ill for 4 days.
Absolutely.
You'll get
absolutely.
Away, and he'll feel regret.
Well, thank you. See, you've learned something on the Mike O'Meara Show. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. I want to talk about that football ref attack. Are we losing our way in this country? Anyway, we'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by TM Soft's Spill Zone. Spill Zone. A brand new puzzle game where the goal is to make the entire puzzle one single color by spilling one color into another. In 1957, Todd Moore was experimenting in the TM Soft laboratory when he accidentally spilled a jar containing green-colored substance into a jar containing no substance. He said, this would be a great idea for a game. And then 10 years later in the 1960s, he created this unique, challenging, and utterly addictive game called Spill Zone. I kid Todd because I love it. It's a great new puzzle
it's
game.
It's so good.
The concept is simple, but requires strategy to complete the puzzle in the fewest moves possible. So get ready to experiment, fail, and repeat with this fun. Get ready to experiment, fail, and repeat. Get ready to experiment, fail, and repeat with this fun new app. Thank you. You can play through all the challenging levels. Visit spill.zone and download this challenging puzzle game to your Android or iOS device. And best of all, it's free. And here, when you do this, you got to give it a great rating. Please do.
Please.
That's how these games make their hay, is they get great ratings from you. Spill Zone, one small pour for man, one giant spill for mankind. Download it today. It's our friend Todd Moore. You've heard him on the Mike O'Meara Show. Support him by getting your copy of Spill Zone and start playing today. Warning, consult your lab technician to see if Spill Zone is right for you. Spill Zone may cause reduction in caring about responsibilities. Do not play Spill Zone while operating heavy machinery. Pregnant women may make their baby smarter by playing Spill Zone. If device overheats or vibrates, seek shelter and cover head. Thank you very much. Spill Zone!
Spill Zone!
Spill Zone! Spill Zone!
Did you guys see the video of the ref being attacked?
I
by
did
the,
not see the video.
Things?
Seriously?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's nasty.
Can someone, Rofo, can you find that video of the ref being attacked and show it to Mr. Santana? He's been so busy with his nose in the books. I'd love to show him what's happening here. Look, there are a couple of things that I witnessed online. One might be old. One is that news story. One is the ref being attacked. Mm-hmm. The other one was the two people in the wheelchair that got their iPad stolen. Did anybody see that?
I saw did not that see today. That. What is the backstory on that?
The backstory is just a surveillance video, maybe in a shopping mall, maybe somewhere else, shows these two kids that are standing by, looking unsavory. And one of them decides he's going to go over to these two people in wheelchairs. One of the ladies had CP, and he stole her iPad and ran off, and they're still trying to find the guy. I am getting to a point where I wonder if we are, is this, have we always lost our way? Have we always been despicable creatures, we human beings? Or is this because I can, I'm seeing it now? Or, is our society just changing where there are just more incidents like this? I just can't believe anybody would do this.
Well, there's a couple things at play here. Obviously, we are a more connected society where when a story like this happens, it's more open and spread out more, like instant media, and it's shared. And so you're probably seeing more stuff, but it also does seem like it would be happening more frequently. How despicable is it to steal a handicapped person's piece of electronics from their wheelchair?
But how despicable is it that they're also getting ready to play another football game where these kids did this?
The show
what
must
is
go on, Mike.
You don't believe it. You didn't even see the video.
But yeah, some communities live off of this.
Well, yeah, it's very important.
Oh, the cheap shot video? Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that
the
video.
The cheap shot video?
Sometimes this happens, Mike. Sometimes.
Well, no, stop it. You're trying to. I am not going to fall into your trap, Santana. I am not going to get more pissed off. This was something that I am stunned that they are having this much time. You've got a video. You see what was happening here. They have to convene the investigator. What do you have to investigate? I don't give a rat's ass what the excuse was. I don't care if a high school kid was told by a coach to do that.
Right.
The kids are at fault. The kids did this. And if they're idiots, if they're that stupid that high school kids, and they're bright enough to know better, just went ahead and listened to this, then fine. You get rid of the kids as far as they can't play football again, and get rid of the coach as well.
Yes.
That's the way I look
at
this.
I love that the headline is, and I remember seeing this last night, where they said, it says, attorney for pummeled referee calls attack heinous crime.
And all I can think
about is the junkies.
Yeah, oh, he got pummeled.
He got pummeled. Is this, let me ask you this.
Hurting today.
Hurting. Is this guy, are they going back to play not even 1 week to kind of have a moment to regroup, or a suspension of some kind to the program? You know, because they talked about the fact that this game was getting out of control, and that they'd had ejections,
yep,
and punches were thrown at one point. You do. It ultimately comes down to getting out of control, controlling your players.
Yep.
And we look. NFL players are not controlled by their coaches. Sometimes high school players aren't going to be either. This comes to me 100% down to personal responsibility of the players involved, and also the team suffers. This is like Private Pyle eating the jelly donut, and you make the whole platoon do sit-ups or push-ups. That's the way that goes. It's stunning to me that we're still, having a little discussion of what happened and who caused it, and then they play. And then somebody mentioned that there may have been racial things said by the referee, which I find very, very difficult to believe in that environment. Then they said, well, previously he had said racial things. I have no idea. Whatever this is.
And also it has been alleged that the coach said we need to get our revenge, or words to that effect.
Sweep the leg,
one of the coaches, sweep not the head coach.
No, a coach said, it was implied. But I think you might be painting with too broad a brush when you say an NFL coach does not control his players. Neither does a high school coach control his players. I think at the high school level, the coach should be more in control because it's a learning program. They're not playing at the ultimate high level of the NFL.
When I was playing, hockey, Robin, I jump over the boards. Ultimately, if I have the desire to skate across the ice,
right,
and knock a guy on his ass when he's not looking to injure him,
yeah,
that my coach has zero control over that. I think that, yes, I said only in one direction. I don't mind going after the kids and then going after the coaches,
okay,
or getting them all at the same time to find out. But this lingering investigation, I know the kids have been put on the sidelines, but I don't think until you get your crap together and figure out what's going on, and they're just getting ready to play again.
Yeah, they should.
That doesn't make sense.
They should be suspended for the year. At least the year.
The program or the kids?
The kids.
The kids, I think, will be. I think the kids are out. I think the kids are out. I'm talking about getting ready to play again.
What are they not? What good comes from punishing the entire team for two a-holes on the team?
Because Mike cited it. It's like in the movie with Private Pyle.
Hold on. Let me stop. Oscar has a tell when he doesn't mean what he's saying.
What's his tell?
Oscar does this thing where he. This is exactly. Look at me on the camera. This is how he does it.
Okay.
What good comes of punishing the whole team for something those kids did?
And you know, Mike, I'll add to that. There's one more than that. That it also could be, you know, what good does it do if you cancel everything?
Oh, that's my favorite.
And he puts his head down on his ass. That's another good
one. I have to work on.
But
that.
What Mike is saying, and
this
I think
is the guy. If this is the parent that's at that program, and this guy is related to that referee, you're going to have the whole state shut down for a weekend if that happened to you. You have to. I think, what does it do? It actually gives pause to the severity of committing a crime when you're on a football team.
Let me ask you this.
When you're on a football team, there's a code of behavior. And what you do by,
I've been on a football team, football. Let me tell you.
At least taking one game when you're doing that, at least you give everybody pause. One football game. It ain't going to matter.
If you see a really nasty car accident, yes, and you say, oh, my God, I'm so glad I wasn't part of that.
I'm not going to shut down the highways.
I'm not asking you to shut down the highways. I'm asking you, if you see something, it makes you be a little more reflective and say, I think I'm going to drive a little more careful right now. I just saw a guy spin out and I'm going to be careful. If they see that this could happen by setting an example of something severe, that nobody is so big that they can shut down the team.
But this is your analogy, while I understand it, doesn't make sense, because if that were the case, the pause would be that those players are gone, right?
Yeah, but what if you take it one step further?
Yeah, but even after a horrific accident, they shut down the highway for 2 hours, and then they open it back up, and you continue driving.
All right, okay, so it's a weak analogy. But what I'm saying is that the fact is, if they shut down the program for a season, and let's say they
What's wrong with you guys?
No, let's say they shut it down for a season. God. It's, 12 games or whatever, and everyone who is so invested in that football program
says, there's a lot riding on stake. There's a lot of players that need to get scholarships to go to college. There's a lot of college scouts that are out there. There's money invested from the school system.
But you can bet your ass that this would never happen.
But I understand everything you said, Oscar, but what about the actual crime itself?
Yeah.
What are your feelings?
They should be prosecuted.
What should 100%. Who should be? What should the punishment be? What else should happen?
Well, they should do an investigation, and they have to figure out if this was something that was, the status quo, and the coach. If the coach told him to do it, the coach should be outed and prosecuted as well.
Yeah, this isn't the Hillary Clinton email scandal, though. I mean, you can do an investigation; and it's not going to take. It's high school kids. You get them in a room, you figure.
Yeah, but
what's taking so long, and
it's
why?
Due
and
process, Mike. You got to make sure that you cover all across all your T's and dot all your I's. Because
if
you
don't, think that while the due process goes on, it's sending the right message to the first game back, that you don't at least say take pause, just like you'd put the flag at half staff or take a game off if something horrible happened? What if the ref was injured or killed in this and he broke his neck?
People have been killed and injured on either a soccer field
That change anything that you would say? Would you say go back and play, guys?
No, if the ref would have been killed, I think it's still due process. You prosecute those who are involved.
I'm not asking that. I'm asking, would you go back? I'm saying one game.
Yes.
Would you go have them play the following Friday?
No, not if he was killed.
You don't feel that way about the fact that the ref wasn't severely injured.
No.
Obviously, well, I don't know how badly.
Not badly, hopefully.
Yeah,
but the intention was to hurt him.
Well, they showed some video of the guy. Yeah,
the intention was to hurt him.
Yeah, but
those
guys,
hits could have killed him.
My point is this: if you've already ejected the players and you're doing an investigation to see if this was something that was premeditated and maybe they're following orders from their coach, you're figuring all that out. Why should the student athletes that are trying to get their way, they're maybe making inroads on their way to college, suffer because of two a-holes?
Because I have an answer for you. Because I think that this is time for everybody to hit the pause button for one game. One game ain't going to keep anybody out of college, especially if they're being scouted. One game ain't going to prevent any people from getting a scholarship. And also, all the things you're saying also would apply to that. Well, these kids were bad guys. You say that to the college recruiter. No one's going to lose their ticket to a program because you suspend the program for one game. I think one game is a minor.
I think if you took a moment and, like you said, maybe at the beginning of the game, said this is this is not what we're about. This is not what the school is about. This is not what the sport is about. and then you moved on and played the game, I could see that. But to actually stop, you know, take the game away, that just doesn't, that no one, if anything, especially with the due process going on, no one wins there.
Well, it underscores the severity of it.
That's it. That's exactly what it is.
You know what I'm saying? It says we mean business.
But what's the psychology here?
You're saying, you know, you're wondering why you're not playing everybody. You know why you're not going out Friday night, people, fans of the team. You know the rest of the student body why you're not going to be here, because of the behavior of these two guys. So everybody can reinforce just how severe this is and how unacceptable this was.
Do you think that would change anything?
I think it would change something. I think if you do that, you underscore it. You show people how severe this is. And for one lousy high school football game that ain't going to matter dick on the large scale of things, you're sending a message to a lot of kids that are at that age right now where they could simply sit there and go, wow, this is pretty. Yeah. If you go back and play, I'm like, it's almost like you're making the ref on an equal footing with these players. The ref, I don't care what the ref did or said prior to this, he was attacked defenselessly. He was attacked on the field. So, I mean, but don't we see in the NFL now and in football now a few more of, it seems like more and more you see a game that really wasn't part of it.
Fighting
is part of hockey, but you see it in football a lot more than you ever saw.
As far as refs are concerned, since I've been watching the NFL, I've seen refs get run into by accident. Right?
By accident, and they can get badly hurt in it by accident.
But I've never seen someone attack anybody on the professional level like this.
I'm glad you bring that up, because that's the last thing I wanted to say. The reason I think you do pause this for a second is because that type, and I haven't seen that either. I don't think I've ever seen that.
No, I've never seen that.
The nature of that you know, suddenly it becomes, if you do anything other than come down on something swiftly, and you're not jeopardizing anybody's future by suspending the program for one game just to take your, you know, get your investigation. You're saying to everybody, you know, who's ever seen this on a field with his back turned, running with pads?
I've seen it on soccer pitches where people are fighting. They'll like beat up the ref or try to kill him.
They've killed the refs in soccer, right? Yeah. Haven't they
Maybe
done
it's
that
a
before?
Cultural
who's
thing?
To
For me,
say
it's kinda like, eh.
He might have deserved it.
This is what happens sometimes.
I mean, a series of bad calls, this must stop. But
I saw like a video of a soccer ref that had, he attacked somebody else. I think.
Really?
He attacked somebody on a field, and they murdered him. They drawed and quartered him. I mean, it was
there
amazing.
There are mobs that will chase, especially in Latin America, like even rec league soccer officials right off of the mall. There's actually, they did a special, I think, on 2020 on a guy that was doing a rec league soccer officiating. Uh-huh. It's just like his weekend gig.
Right.
And he was like brutally attacked, or orbital bone cracked, and like just so multiple fractures. And 2020 followed him as he went back and officiated again 3 weeks later with the same league, same team.
He went back?
He went back because
he's got balls. That's good.
Because he said that he wasn't going to let this like one guy that beat him up stop everything.
I think that ultimately, you know, when you look at the big picture on this, you do have to think about how serious it's taken at that level, and also high school and little league, where there seems to be more fighting among parents and referees
guys,
and officials.
Unfortunately, because we live in the world of the web, those players will never have a place on a field. They just never will.
I really think they've punched their ticket.
Yeah.
I really do think.
Nasty.
And you know what? And you know, when I'm calling for all this swift justice, Oscar, at the same time, when I hear that, and you realize how many dumb things that we all did as children and high school kids, you say to yourself, you know, ultimately, it sucks that they're going to have that. If they had the ability where they could have gone to college with their football abilities, it's incredible. But you know what? Pretty ridiculously
that
stupid.
Is not,
so stupid.
It
right.
is.
Yeah, that does not even make sense. Like, you could never. You can't wipe that off your permanent record. Yeah.
You have to think somewhere in the back of their head, they thought they were going to get away with this somehow. How could they think that?
Because
that's
kids
how
are
stupid they
idiots.
Were.
That's how stupid they are.
Idiots. Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's scary.
There's game film, for God's sakes.
Cover up the camera. So, I'm going to do something crazy.
The two J High School defensive backs are suspended from school indefinitely pending an investigation by the school district. ESPN reports the official, Robert Watts, wants to press charges.
He should.
The AAS also names the players involved involved in notes. One of them remained in the game to commit further violence.
Wow.
They kept him in the game? Oh, my God. Well, we'll see what happens with that, but, you know, it's
now
a game,
people. Was there to see the infraction because he was inside of the field.
We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. We got news you may not need.
Joe, we are entering our fifth year of doing the Rob and Joe Show. I think it's time we start to take things a little more seriously.
Yeah, we're smart. I mean, we should be talking about the election, the things that are important to this country.
Yeah, we should use our platform and our humor to shine the light on things that really actually matter. For example, this week we're debating who would you rather have sex with, Miley Cyrus or Kim Kardashian, 3 months pregnant.
3 months pregnant, Kardashian.
4 months.
Still Kardashian.
She just had the baby and she's holding it.
Easily Kardashian.
Yeah, no, duh. What are we?
I love babies.
Yeah, they're the best. Rob and Joe Show. New episodes every week. RobandJoeShow.com. Please subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. This segment of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Harry's. Some people hate waking up in the morning. I love to wake up because I wake up to Harry's. I really look forward to shaving with Harry's. It's a better shave, a razor that feels great in my hand and on my face.
And Mike, you know, it's not just your face. I shaved my head today, and it's a delight. It takes all the work out of shaving. The blades are so wonderful. You just glide it over your head and it's done before you know it. Best product out there.
Harry's.com was started by two guys who are passionate about creating a better shaving experience. That means you get a razor that is wonderful. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first purchase of a starter set by using the TMOS code at checkout. That means you get a razor, 3 high-quality German-engineered blades, and a bottle of the best shaving cream ever shipped straight to your door for just $10. How do they do it? Harry's bought a razor factory in Germany that's been making the highest quality blades for nearly a century. They ship from the factory straight to you, which cuts out the middleman, so you get the best shave and factory direct prices. Shipping always free, and there is a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Say goodbye to choosing between expensive brands or cheap disposables, and say hello to Harry's. High quality blades at a price you'll love. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off your first purchase. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $10 with the TMOS code at checkout. Remember, harrys.com and the code TMOS for the THE best.
News.
I make a point of trying not to go with the Kardashian story because they are so everywhere.
Yes.
You can't see TMZ. You can't see any of the the websites without Kardashian. But I do make an occasional exception when the story crosses my desk that I feel I should pass along to you, the listening public. Some women glow when they are pregnant, but some get gassy. I think you can probably guess what type of woman Kim Kardashian is. Kim's nighttime emissions are so bad that Kanye West has moved to a separate bedroom.
Wow.
Of course, according to one of those sources.
Yes.
But I just thought it was fun.
I think it's wonderful.
A source told Radar Online, quote, Kim has also become very flatulent, and he can't stand it. Sleeping apart isn't what either of them want, but it's a necessity right now. That's not their only problem. Kim is also a restless sleeper.
Oh,
quote,
Kim.
Quote from someone. Quote from some
someone
person
who
was in
like,
their bedroom.
Yeah, like in the bedroom with them, right? Sure.
Here's the quote. He doesn't get any rest when he stays in bed with Kim because she's up and down many times through the night, and it wakes him every time. It's very restless as she tosses and turns constantly when she's not farting. I added that last one.
I like that you added that. You know,
I added that one.
Do you think they keep the blankets tucked in on the side, or do you think they've untucked them now?
I think anyone would be like... They would be restless if they were sleeping with a Volkswagen. I mean, she's huge.
Is that a fat
woman.
Joke, Mike? Okay, Donald Trump, you should be ashamed.
Look at that face. For a pregnant woman, though, I mean,
yes.
It's like the Octomom, but there's only one little baby in there.
As far as we know, there could be.
I would be shocked if there's twins.
Yeah, I think it's going to be triplets, and they're going to be born right into their own show.
Dutch oven, the new fragrance from Kim Kardashian. Thank you. Here we go. Jessica Simpson did one of those 25 things you didn't know about me rundowns for Us Weekly. As you can imagine, hers is quite entertaining. And here are the highlights that I deciphered for you. Here it is. As a kid, I left space camp because the ice cream was dehydrated. But I still dream of being an astronaut.
She's a bitch on wheels. Why would you do that? Space camp. You're lucky enough to go to space camp. Don't complain about the ice cream.
Man. Here's some more Jessica Simpson wisdom. I always know when a house is haunted.
Ooh, no, it's just the Kardashian farts.
There you go. Yes, Kim farted again. I analyze my dreams with a dream book. A dream book. Yes, I have one next to my bed as well. I can hold my breath longer than Justin Bieber can. Isn't that wonderful?
Wow, that must have been a thrilling contest to watch.
And it seems to be a theme on today's show. I always take credit for my farts. That's from Jessica. That's not a source. That's from her mouth to God's ears that she takes credit. I respect it. I truly, man or woman, if you take credit for it, that's fantastic.
What is she famous for now, Jessica Simpson?
Farting.
Yeah.
There she is. Absolutely. Farting. That's what she's
saying. It's probably still the QVC. She made a fortune off of that.
Did she really?
Yeah.
She's got some money to sit on. That's no problem at all. OK Magazine claims Queen Elizabeth is retiring from the throne. And here's the bigger news than that. No, we've done enough of that today.
OK, sorry.
Says that she is retiring from the throne and is handing the crown over to Prince William.
Oh, look out.
The tabloid decided she decided to skip Prince Charles, who's been first in line since the day he was born. Obviously, he isn't happy about it. An insider says, quote, "It's been a tough pill to swallow for Charles. He spent his whole life waiting." He really has.
Yeah.
She just won't die. He initially flew into a rage, ranting that the crown is rightfully his. But then he began to see her way of thinking. I think, just my prediction here, I believe this may be a BS story.
Oh, I think that I hadn't heard this anywhere else. Where'd you find it?
I found it from OK Magazine.
Okay. That's based in Oklahoma,
they're tabloid,
right?
They're British. OK, like Oklahoma. OK, no. It's a British tabloid. That way of thinking, this is what they say. William and Kate are simply far more beloved than Charles ever was. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, it would make sense from a marketing standpoint.
There is a good PR angle to it, but man, you know, the thing is that people
don't think it works that way, though, does it?
She can do whatever she wants. She's queen. Yeah. She can do whatever she wants.
She can say, "You're getting the crown and my son isn't."
I guess. I mean, what are you going to do? Tell her, "No, you can't do that, old lady."
Supposedly, the coronation will take place at Westminster Abbey shortly after the Queen's 90th birthday next April. Well, then we'll find out. By next April, we'll know whether this story was true or total BS,
man,
right?
Man, she is boxed for 90.
90? I can't believe she's only 90. I figured she'd be like 100 by now.
Well, you know what? I miss the Queen,
this
Mom.
This story is everywhere. It's got legs.
Yes. Really? It does have legs.
Not just an okay.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, Variety erroneously reported on the death of Monty Python's Terry Gilliam, which, of course, wasn't true. The mistake appears to have been the result of someone accidentally publishing Variety's pre-written Get the Gilliam obituary early, which happens occasionally. But being a Python and all, Gilliam wasn't going to let this opportunity to goof on his own death pass him by, posting on Facebook, "I apologize for being dead. Especially to those who have already bought tickets for the upcoming talks. But Variety has announced my demise. Don't believe their retraction and apology." Thank you very much.
That's so good.
Typical Python stuff. Paul Stanley's not going to take it. And by it, we mean being publicly criticized by Dee Snider. As previously reported, the Twisted Sister frontman aired his grievances with Kiss during a recent appearance on the Eddie Trunk podcast. Do we know Eddie Trunk?
We worked alongside him at WNEW.
Eddie Trunk's on his show, D said it's insulting that the band's current lineup includes replacement. I'm sorry, no. This is what Twisted Sister did, not what they said. Let me read it again. Twisted Sister frontman aired his grievance with Kiss. And saying it's insulting that the band's current lineup includes replacement members that have co-opted Ace Frehley and Peter Criss's signature makeup. So I guess Dee Snider went on this podcast and said he was bummed that they were doing that. Oh, my God, that's disgraceful. That's the quote from Snider. He complained about them, and he's very frustrated with the way Kiss is conducting their business. And
they
so
sell
he
caskets,
bitched about
for God's
it.
Yeah, I mean, Kiss has been nothing but a business.
for 20
years.
Well,
no, this is Dee Snider. He's not in. Did he get that? This is Dee Snider saying this about Kiss.
Yeah, but why would Dee Snider all of a sudden come out of the woodwork and say something that we've all been talking about
we've all
for
known
years?
You know, I know why, because Dee's nuts.
That setup would have been 10 times better. Well, you ran into Dee's nuts.
What's sad is that it's a little rock and roll feud. Asked about Snyder's comments during a visit to the talk. Let me see. Stanley didn't miss words in response. Let me put it in simplest terms. In this case, this guy is a wannabe, has always been a wannabe, and desperately wants attention and to be taken seriously, and that will never happen because he's obviously clueless. The fact that he and his whole band are a bunch of buffoons. That's Paul Stanley and Dee Snider. I say grudge match. MMA, get him in the cage. Yep. That'll be a lot of fun.
Two
right?
heavily made up 75-year-old men with long hair.
I think that Dee and his wife have been on wife swap. That's how bad it's gotten for Dee Snider.
Well, it's very
was
sad.
It easy to
he
tell
was on
The
Apprentice.
Oh, I do remember him on The Apprentice. Yeah.
Celebrity Apprentice, too. Yeah. And now a little something, something. A Canadian couple watched via webcam as a man broke into their Florida vacation home in Fort Myers Beach.
Hey!
Oh, no.
Before turning the video...
Hey!
Before turning the video over to authorities, the surveillance tape helped Lee County Sheriff's deputies, good folks in this sheriff's department. I like these guys, except for the whole chief of the whole thing that calls him Barack Hussein Obama. But I like that I've had dealings with these guys, and they're pretty thorough. The surveillance tape helped them catch 45-year-old Thomas Hinton on Sunday, the day after the burglary. He's charged with burglary and grand theft and was jailed on $160,000 bond. The news press in Fort Myers reports the couple reported the crime from their home in Ontario, Canada. The eye is always watching people.
Yes, yes.
On Saturday night, after seeing the man on a webcam, deputies later learned the man might also be connected to other area burglaries. A deputy spotted the suspect Sunday and arrested him. A hearing is scheduled for October 5th, and this, Rob Spiewak, is the reason why Canada is the greatest country in the world.
Boom!
Thank you very much.
Yay.
All right, well, that's cool that they got him from a long distance. I play golf with a few Canadians. There's some Canadians in our area down there.
Keep an eye on them.
Way to go. Zang. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Tony Perkins Show, they have a former companion to John Lennon, and they play a fun game of Beat the Beatles.
How often do you get an opportunity to have somebody who's involved in the experience judge
the
music with you?
Yeah, right.
You know?
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I was there when they recorded that.
And they talk to Ringo Starr.
All of us subconsciously pick people in our lives as benchmarks for how old we are.
And on Omericast this week, we ask, how old is Gary? Check out the Tony Perkins Show and Omericast.
Probably be disappointed, right? Because he's an old soul like you, Rob, right?
He's old.
He's welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint.
There
you
go.
I love Vistaprint. We all use Vistaprint, and I want you to try them too. Right now at Vistaprint.com, 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. That is $9.99 for 500 business cards. The best deal out there. It's the best way to promote a small business. There's just something so great about handing someone a card. It makes a great first impression, and they do them better at Vistaprint than anywhere else. You can upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, go double-sided, or even raised print. Vistaprint does it all. They even do banners, apparel, flyers, postcards, invitation, anything that you need for a home or business. Plus, Vistaprint has the best customer service. Quit worrying about your layouts or your logo design. Vistaprint can help, and they guarantee you will be happy. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Thursday, September 10, 2015. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
I know we wanted to talk a little bit about the Apple presentation and the new iPencil, which is very exciting, but I wonder if...
You mean that when you say that it's very exciting?
The iPencil, I know. I'm not all that into it. I don't think the iPencil...
Well, if you're in graphic design, it's important.
But some of the products look very cool. I like that new big iPad.
Yeah, the iPad Pro.
Yeah, I like the liquid phone. iPad. I think that's pretty cool. I think it's kind of cool that you can just stick your fingers in like a pool and kind of do stuff.
But you know, if you go to the presentation, they really were not at a loss for words to describe.
We didn't get Oscar to talk about Apple today, did we?
No. But
we'll have to do that on tomorrow's show.
They will express to you how amazing the product is.
Your photos will look amazing on it. It's an amazing experience. This is an amazing display. And inside it, something even more amazing. So we've got an amazing display. And you can see they're both amazingly thin. This is an amazing iPad. It's amazing. Amazing works of art. Some amazing innovation. And keyboards can do many things, like be an amazing musical instrument. Amazing. An application that's pretty amazing. Can also take amazing videos. This is amazing. It's amazing.
So it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Buy it and you will be amazed.
Okay, they're taking a little something from the Trump playbook. Absolutely.
Yesterday in our fair city, I believe, Sarah Palin went to an anti-Iran nuclear rally, and she sounds as sane as she's ever sounded.
Man, I never thought I'd say it, but I think you all are a lot tougher than Alaskans being able to be out here. I'm roasted. I'm melting. I've always said, though, sweat is my sanity. So what? As I sweat, let's bring some sanity to this discussion about this insane treaty that's in front of Congress. No, only in an Orwellian Obama world full of sprinkly fairy dust blown from atop his unicorn as he's peeking through a really pretty pink kaleidoscope would he ever see victory or safety for America or Israel in this treaty. The president doesn't trust you, and he doesn't trust us. He doesn't trust Americans to even change our own light bulb of our own choosing.
What?
You gotta be in it to win it, because we want peace.
Yes.
With unapologetic, mighty red, white, and blue, we'll have peace. Because war is hell.
Amen, sister. You know, I'm ashamed that the mic was on the crowd at all, because doesn't that sound like someone yelling in a bus station?
Mm-hmm. I'm stunned. I mean, really? I didn't think. And she's been brought back to legitimacy for like 5 minutes with Trump, right?
Listen,
he's bringing her back, and you got Cruz and Trump up there.
Like the tone of her voice. Listen.
Man, I never thought I'd say it, but I think you all are a lot tougher than Alaskans.
She is out of her mind. Meanwhile, Bobby Jindal, who talks like the intern from 30 Rock, put a video up on his, I believe, his YouTube page where he's comparing Trump to Charlie Sheen, saying that, you remember when Charlie
Who's
Sheen...
Who's the guy that did the bit with the Triumph the Insult comic dog?
Oh,
who's the actor from 30 Rock? What's his name?
Oh, it's... he was...
That's the way, Kevin. I'm not going to come back here again.
Exactly.
Find the name
of
that actor.
We'll have his name for you.
Because he's the guy that Bobby Jindal sounds
Jack
like.
Jack McBrayer.
Jack McBrayer.
I'm really disappointed in you.
So that's who Bobby Jindal sounds like, but this does not feature Bobby Jindal. Bobby Jindal says, remember when... We first started to see Charlie Sheen lose his mind, and it was fun for a while, and then it got
this
tedious.
This is Bobby Jindal's funny har-har video.
Yeah,
okay.
But I think this is pretty funny. When
okay,
you,
let's listen. I haven't heard this.
Comparing Sheen to Donald Trump.
We're leading in every single poll.
I'm sorry, winning.
But the polls have been through the roof, every one of them.
Like winning.
And Kanye West has been so great, I would never say bad about him because he says such nice things about me.
Giant marquee name comes through on your caller ID and it's like, winning.
When I'm winning in all the polls.
Duh, winning.
I'm winning in all the states.
You know, you make a choice to win and you win.
I'm winning everywhere.
Wow, winning.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
So with all this going on, you know who's having probably the most fun is President Obama, because he doesn't have to worry about re-election. They released a little more footage previewing when he is on Running Wild with Bear Grylls, and they revealed what he ate. He ate a fish carcass.
But this is half eaten by a bear.
Now, why wouldn't the bear finish this sucker?
Well, because...
This looks like a nice-looking piece of fish.
Yeah, but what, if you notice, what they've had is all the high-fat content, the eggs, bit of the skin. They'll often take the brain as well. If there's a lot of fish in the river, they'll leave the meat.
So a bear has chewed on this sucker.
Yeah, but we're going to cook it up, so it's going to be good.
All right. I think a piece of salmon, that'll work just fine. It would have been nice if we had had a cracker to go with it. Bear's a mediocre cook, but the fact that we ate something recognizable was encouraging. Now, the fact that he told me that this was a leftover fish from a bear, I don't know if that was necessary.
I love it. It's so great.
Master of understatement, right?
Nice. Recently, I believe this was over the weekend. Mike, isn't it great when an announcer keeps his cool and lets the game tell the story?
Yeah, that's absolutely. What you want. I've always said that.
That's what you want, especially when BYU beat Nebraska in the last minutes on a Hail Mary pass.
Sprint out to the right. Got time. Loads up. Launches it. Goes for the end zone. The ball's in the air. It drops at the goal line. I think he caught it for a touchdown. He got it. He got it. He got it. Touchdown, Nick Matthews. The Cougars win it.
The most amazing thing is right after that, he introduced Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson. And everybody starts saving your money because it's almost time to buy a Star Wars watch.
There is a new Star Wars themed watch that is now on sale for $28,500. This is a real thing. They're only making 500 of them. I'll tell you, a watch like that, really, when you look at it, hammers home the fact that you're home alone at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night. It's not a watch so much as it is a very expensive Virgin ID bracelet.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you, Rob.
At defensive tackle. Ah, yes. Number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Thank you. Right, that's it. Another Mike O'Meara show has come and gone. You made me do that. You knew I was going to do that.
I knew it.
A little fire drill right there. Another Mike O'Meara show in the books. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MearaShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show, a letter or package can be sent to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177 to get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag. Rob with two B's at MikeO'MearaShow.com. We rely on your support. Support our Amazon page. Buy a copy of our audiobook. Tell people about TMOS. Do it. Please. We need you to be our Advocat.
Apricot.
Your apricot. Thank you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Meara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. Take care, everybody.
You jerk.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.